Здравствуйте!
Hello and welcome to the first ever episode of Foreign Food Off. I'm Nick and tonight I will be making pirozhki with Mikey, Anna and Iona. Pirozhki are a Russian classic inspired by my year abroad and tonight I will be serving up a whole host of Russian goodies including cabbage, sour cream and of course dill. So I am joined here in the kitchen by Iona.
Hello.
We are going to get on with making the fillings for these pirozhki.
Pirozhki.
Oh, good Russian accent. In true Blue Peter fashion, yeah. I have made something earlier and I have made the dough already. So these pirozhki are basically a Russian pasty, a bread dough with any filling. Our number one filling is braised cabbage.
Okay.
And our number two is beef with onion and carrot. So should we get chopping?
Yeah.
And there we go. Oh, nice. Okay, so we're just going to fry off these onions, some garlic, some grated carrot.
We have a wooden spoon.
Oh, yes, wooden spoon. Okay. There we go. Ложка.
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 Perfect. Okay, so I've been trying to teach Iona a bit of Russian. Меня зовут Ник.
Меня зовут Iona.
Yes, yes. So Anna has joined us in the kitchen. What are you doing? Can you describe what you're doing?
I am chopping the apple.
So Russian for apple is яблоко.
Яблоко.
Mikey has joined us in the kitchen. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm really hungry as well.
Sorry, should we say Vladimir?
Vladimir. Is that my name for today?
Добро пожаловать.
We've got dough. We've got filling.
Filling.
Iona is doing, what are you doing?
Looks like cabbage.
Cabbage, carrot and red onion.
Nice.
And then Anna?
Apples.
Your job?
My job.
Salad.
Salad, okay.
In Russian, salat.
Salat.
And we have got enough dill to kill a man.
I didn't know dill could kill a man. Right, Nick, you've got us chewing on some dill. What's going on here?
Let me first tell you the word for dill, and the best way I've got to remember it, the word is ukrop. And the way I remember it is because it's a crop, something that grows. And but I hate it, so it's ooh. Ew! Crop.
I was going to say more like ooh.
Ooh. Go and try it. Chomp on a bit of dill. This is how you become true Russian.
Yeah.
I don't eat the stalk, do I?
You can eat. Oh, Mikey's gone for it all.
No, you're not meant to eat the stalk.
I was following Mikey. It's probably not.
I'm not. I'm scared. I have I have a bit of a gag reflex to dill now.
Why?
Because I've been there for 3 months.
I didn't. Yeah. It just tastes.
It's a bit like parsley, you know.
I take it out. Can I get some? So the next stage is rolling out the pirozhki. We have the dough. I'm going to whack it down, knead it a bit, and then we're going to make the kind of Cornish pasty shape.
Can I just point this out? Is that a signed Mary Berry poster?
Yes. Overlooking this whole procedure is Mary Berry herself.
Oh,
signed.
My
she says,
God.
For Nick, signature Mary Berry.
Wow.
So this can't go wrong.
It's cargo, we've got a blessing.
Oh, I didn't put flour on my hand,
Always put flour in your hand before punching dough, everyone.
What I love about this is you haven't actually seen, you've seen this being made, but you haven't actually got a recipe.
I have no recipe, yeah. I've seen it being made twice, maybe.
Nick's learned this recipe off his, the cook in his orphanage, Olga.
Yeah.
Who couldn't speak any English, so we're trusting Nick's Russian here. Like, when she said, like, oh yeah, it's full of loads of cabbage, that's what Nick says. She could have been like, oh no, it's leeks, mate. So we've really put our trust in you here, Nick.
Flour hands, we're making, I think, walnut size. Take a bit of a walnut size, then we're going to flatten it out into a 7 centimeter. Yeah.
How big is a walnut?
How big is a walnut?
I think it's quite close to the size of the male anatomy in a certain part.
The Russian word for that part of the male anatomy. The Russian word for the. Oh, I've lost it. The Russian word for.
Because we can say that on the radio.
It's the same for eggs. So I once told someone my favourite food was eggs.
Do you know what?
If someone's like, let me crack your eggs for you.
Fun fact, that also applies in Spanish as well.
Really? So my two lovely housemates are about to put the first pirozhki in the oven. I don't know how long they're going to go in the oven. But they're going to go in until they're ready.
Play it by ear.
So we're about to take the pirozhki out of the oven. Let's bring them over to the table. Are you ready? Here are the first pirozhki.
Hey, they look
How do you think they look?
Yeah!
We're all ready with our pirozhki on the table. They are cabbage, braised cabbage pirozhki. What have you got on your plate? Describe your plate.
So I've got one of the pirozhki.
Yes.
Yeah. It looks a bit like a dinosaur without facial features and legs. And I've got a dollop of sour cream.
Yes.
Okay. Shall I go for a dip?
It's going to be quite hot.
A dip and a bite.
Oh.
Okay. So first I'm getting the cream. We're just cooling it down. Mm-hmm. So when you said they like their simple, bland taste, that's what I'm getting, but...
Oh, no. Is it basically a bread roll?
Yeah, kind of.
Right, I own it.
It's just... It's like bread.
Yeah! Man, it is really bready.
I think I struck gold with mine, you know, it has quite a lot of filling.
Oh, okay. Right, okay, first bite, first bite.
It's so hot.
I love bread.
Oh, man, it is.
So a resounding success.
So, main course is done. How are we feeling? Yeah. What's your general opinion?
Yeah, so it started off, you know, a bit bland, but it picked up, you know. We got some of the cream cheese thing, the Polish thing in, and the sour cream, my well-cut salad, and you know what? The dill is just perfect because you feel a bit bloated and, like, you know, full after all the bread, and then you just chew on the dill, and it's like a relaxing, you know, calming process.
Well, I've had to undo my trousers already. This has been a bit of a carb overload for me, but I'm really enjoying it. You know, those times where you just want to make yourself really satisfiedly full and you want to undo your trousers, you know? I'm having one of those days. Nick, I think it was beautiful.
What are our thoughts and feels about the upcoming dessert?
I'm so excited.
I want more bread.
You want more dessert? I will let you know. It's exactly the same as main course.
Didn't you fry it?
But fried.
Nick, what are you doing here?
I'm just dressing my apple pirozhki with a bit of honey.
Oh, man, it looks great. I see little flat pastries, very similar to the pirozhki we've already had.
Good pronunciation.
Thank you. They're a little bit more burnt than...
They look a bit like flat croissants.
Yeah! Oh,
good.
Yeah! But will they taste like them?
Who knows?
Da-da-da. Back in the
US, back in the US, back in the USSR. Dessert reactions?
That's good. That means they're eating, which is always a good sign. I'm loving it, Nick. Let's comment on the entertainment. Actually, it was brilliant. Like, we got an insight into Russian culture and dance.
It actually told a very emotional tale of men going off to war and women mourning them, and they all wore tights and skipped around merrily and waved branches of trees.
So, after my entertainment, the rest of the gang have decided... they decided to pay me back by singing Rihanna, Russian Roulette. So, time for the dreaded vote. I think the vote should include food, obviously, entertainment, general atmosphere, ambiance, drink, and all the other great things that have been tonight. So, Anna, I think we're going to head over to you first.
I feel quite emotional right now. And the ambiance was genial. And the food, you know, I love bread. So the food was a winner as well. And I have thoroughly enjoyed this evening. I'm leaving so happy. I'm going to give Nick... Don't listen, everyone. Cover your ears. I'm giving Nick a 10.
So, I mean, I'm saying, like, how can you quantify such a magical evening, really, in just 10 numbers to choose from? It's very, very tough. I mean, I got welcomed in. I was a bit out of the loop when I first arrived, but I was quickly making a salad. I met my best mate, Dill, of the Herb family. Never going to leave my side. And, like, you know what? The meal was amazing. The discussion and the entertainment was top notch. I'm gonna give Nick a 10 out of 10.
I honestly feel really emotional.
You go.